Hey Tucker, congratulations on the national championship. Is the party over yet?
Yeah, I think the party's over.
Was it a good one?
Yeah, it was fun. Yeah, good time.
Just take us through that experience and the hard work that goes in and being a collegiate player where school's involved, but also at the end of the day, for the school, it's had a lot of success to win a national championship.
Yeah, it takes a lot of people, teammates, coaches, staff, and everyone's got to pull the rope in the same direction. So something you work for all year, and that's the goal at the end of the year. So it's pretty special to get it done.
What do you think were the keys? What made that team so good?
We had a lot of guys just buy in and accept their roles, and we had a really talented team with lots of good players. So everybody, just wanted to win and made that the most important thing.
What went through the process for you staying in school?
It's something I discussed with my family for a while, some teammates, the coaches, and just thought about it for a while, and just decided I want to stay another year and keep preparing.
Anybody talking about repeat?
That's your goal every year is to, try to win the whole thing. So there's a ton of work. Lost some good players and got some good players coming in. So, get the new guys ready to go and get back to work.
One of those new guys is you're pretty familiar with, your brother. What's it going to be like to have a chance to play with him?
Yeah, it's pretty special. And one of the big reasons I went back was to get the opportunity to play with him. I'm just excited for it.
What's it like to be back on D full time last year and play the position you're most comfortable with?
Yeah, obviously, it's good to be back at D and what I'm comfortable with. I think at forward I got to learn a lot too, and I don't think it was going to hurt me just to bounce around the ice and get used to playing different situations.
What's it like to have a guy like Bradbury as a guy to bounce some ideas off of, a guy who's been where you want to get to?
Yeah, Brad's awesome. He's a guy, I think every guy will say, he just really cares about you. And as a player, when he cares about you, it just makes you want to play for him that much more.
What's a week like this for a player like yourself? Does this do anything for you to kind of move your career ahead? Or is it just something that, you just get evaluated and you see where you are and maybe you have to work a little bit harder?
Yeah, I think it's both of what you said. Obviously, you want to, see where you stack up against everyone else. But at the same time, you're here to improve and get better and, try to get to that next level also.
What does it mean for you to be a local guy playing in that program that's grown so much over the years?
Yeah, growing up in East Grand Forks, which is basically Grand Forks where the college is, it was a dream come true to have the opportunity to play there, and then also to win a championship there was pretty awesome too. So it's hard to explain in words, but it was awesome.
What's the depth of this camp compared to year over year?
Obviously I'm getting older and older, but there's always a bunch of good players here, and it's fun to see guys from different leagues that you don't get to see throughout the year, and just see what they're like on the ice.
Are there contrasting styles from league to league that you notice at this event?
I don't know. It's all pretty similar to me.
You talked before about being a little bit of a late bloomer. Did that factor into your decision too? Like, were you tempted to turn pro?
I guess I was tempted, but for me, it's always, just take it slow and methodical. So why change that? So I'm going to stick with it.